Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahruddin was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. This is the teacher and analysis on the thoughts and works of the most outstanding Muslim Shia scholars. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahdavi and Sheikh Ziyaniya. Sheikh Ziyaniya, assalamu alaikum, welcome to your show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Sheikh Mahdavi, assalamu alaikum to you.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So today we want to talk about one of the most outstanding fuqaha and religious authorities of the Shiite world. He is no one but Sayyid Muhammad Hujjat Qamari, who is known by founding the Islamic Seminary of Hujjatiya or Madrasa Hujjatiya in the holy city of Qom. We will, of course, talk about this foundation and this school and this Islamic seminary in Qom. But before that, I'll be happy with Sheikh Ziyaniya giving us some information about the early life of Sayyid Muhammad Hujjat Qamari.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Late Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad Hujjat Qamari was born in the 29th day of Sha'ban, according to lunar calendar, in the year of 1310. His family are scholar family, and there are many scholars brought up in this family, amongst which is his father and mm-hmm. also his two sons. And he was from Sadat, as his name is explaining it, Sayyid Muhammad. So his lineage goes back to Imam al-Sajjad, alayhi salam, the fourth Imam of Shia school of thought. And his father, Sayyid Ali, was born in Tabriz. And he moved to Najaf to study Islamic studies.
That's right.
And his father continued his Islamic studies up to the higher levels, and we may say that his father also was close to ijtihad.
That's right.
Or even we may say that his father also was a mujtahid.
Okay.
It's better.
Yeah. Okay. What about his teachers?
His teachers are amongst, of course, we should mention this point that Sayyid Muhammad Hujjat is not only, expert in a single field. Mm-hmm. He decided to study different fields of studies, amongst which is, for example, mathematics.
Okay, yes.
And also medicine.
Medicine, okay.
He completed his primary studies with his father, that was his teacher also. And then after that, beside being a student, started his teaching. This is a manner of most of the scholars in Islamic seminary.
That's right.
And then from Tabriz, he moved to Najaf at the year of 1330 mm-hmm. to continue his Islamic studies in higher levels. Mm-hmm. And at that level, he studied fiqh, usul, hadith, and rijal with these teachers like Sheikh al-Sharia Isfahani, Sayyid Abu al-Hasan Isfahani, the great marja of Shia, Sheikh Abdul Karim Ha'iri, Mirza Muhammad Hussein Na'ini, and Ziauddin Araghi. That all these figures are the great figures and great scholars in the galaxy of Shia.
Truly they are. Okay, Sheikh Mahdavi, what about his migration to the city of Qom and his stay up to the last moment of his life? He migrates to Qom, he founds a school over here. After his demise, even he's buried in his own school. Let's talk about these details of the life of Sayyid Muhammad Hujjat Qamari.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before we talk about his move to Qom, we have to say that he actually didn't want to come back to Iran. When he left Tabriz for the first time and he went to Najaf because of the bad situation, I mean the weather situation, he got sick and his father demanded him to go back to Iran. You cannot tolerate this situation. For a short period of time, he stayed in Tabriz. Again, he moved back to Najaf, but he realized that this condition he cannot tolerate. So he was forced to come back to Iran. This time he chose Qom to stay. Why? Because of actually the scholarly environment of the Qom. When he comes to Qom at that time, we have to acknowledge the role of Sheikh Abdul Karim Ha'iri Yazdi as a founder of the seminary school of Qom. Although he is a great, outstanding marja of that time, but this is also important that Sayyid Muhammad Hujjat Kuh Kamari didn't benefit as a student, but as a matter of respect, he would go to his classes, he would participate in his lessons. Mistakenly, some of the biographers have noted his name as the prominent student of Sheikh Abdul Karim Ha'iri Yazdi, while he was not the student, only as a matter of respect, as my brother mentioned. He was really, he is said that he has been refraining from fame. And this is one of the very important things. So by the time he moved back to Qom, he was at the level of ijtihad. He didn't actually need to participate anymore in these classes, which are prepared for the elementary students. By the way, as a matter of respect, he participated in the classes of the Sheikh Abdul Karim.
This is an akhlaqi point for all the scholars, you know.
Yes, definitely.
Even at very high ranks, they participated their, we can say, gathering and courses on different lessons of on Islamic studies. This shows the respect that they had for each other.
And that's why we see that he earned the respect and trust of Sheikh Abdul Karim Ha'iri Yazdi. And he recommended him to lead the Salat. Yes, and even after him, he delegated the leadership of the school to him and to other scholars. Yes, Sayyid Hassan al-Sadr and the other one. So he was really at the very high level of the knowledge and also akhlaq. And when we look at his life and the services that he bestowed and granted the students, we see from the great favors for the students at that time, we see this establishment of the school of Hujjatiyya. And many students or many people might be familiar with this name. Madrasatul Hujjatiyya.
Yes, most of the people might not know that this Hujjatiyya is named after Hujjat Kuh Kamari, okay?
Yes.
Even maybe some of the Persians or Iranians, even the students do not know that why this name is, can I say, put on the name of the school. There is a bridge, you know, to give geographical information, there is a bridge by the name of Hujjatiyya Bridge and then Hujjatiyya School. And today is the, you know, the gathering place for so many of the students, also the foreign students, it's better to say. The foreign students.
Today
the
it's only dedicated for the foreign students. It's not anymore for the Iranian ones.
The Tolab and the Islamic seminary students that come from outside Iran, you know, enroll over there and continue their Islamic studies over there. What was the main intention of establishing such a school? I mean, because there was Hawza, and when you take a look at the distance between Hujjatiyya school and the Faiziyya school, you know, what was the main intention of establishing such a school?
As you know, when late Ayatollah Sheikh Abdul Karim Ha'iri moved to Qom, according to the invitations that was sent toward him, after this event, the numbers of tulab and clergymen in Qom was increasing. So this event made it necessary to establish more schools and Islamic seminary schools for students to reside and also participate in the classes and get benefit from teachers. And you know, this is really normal, and it's a norm in Islamic seminaries to build the accommodation beside the classes.
Yes.
So this school was also like the others in this regard. And so that's why he decided to establish such a school. And beside this, I should mention this story also. This is very important.
Very good.
That it is quoted that once late Sheikh Abdul Karim Ha'iri wrote to Marhum Sayyid Hujjat Kamari that if you need something, we are at your service. And Abdul Karim is eager to assist you and help you. And late Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad Hujjat Kuh Kamari responded that, thank you very much. We are in need of Karim more than to Abdul Karim. So
This is very important.
Kareem referring to Allah subhanahu
yes,
wa ta'ala.
Because Kareem is one of the names of Allah subhanahu
attributes
wa ta'ala.
Attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay.
Yeah. So
what a respectful answer it was.
Yes.
Okay.
He didn't reject the offer of late Ayatollah Sheikh Abdul Kareem Khairi.
Okay.
But he said that we all are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Kareem more than Abdul Kareem. That's right.
So okay. The establishment of this school is one of the services that he did toward mm-hmm. Islamic seminaries beside establishing a good library inside mm-hmm. this school.
Okay. They say that Ayatollah Hujjatku Khamari, one of his interests was protecting the Shiite legacy, including especially the manuscripts, you know, the books. And by establishing such a school, he was after doing so. But the akhlaq of the late Sayyid Muhammad Kukhamari also attracted so many people, especially the students, the akhlaqi courses that he had on his marja'iyah and his qom. And he was really a true reviver beside the other ulama. We can say I have the names over here, the other maraja, like for example Sayyid Muhammad Taqi Khansari and Sayyid Saduddin Asad, as the custodians of the Islamic Hawza of Qom. Because, you know, when Ayatollah Abdul Karim Hayri Yazdi founded this school, he needed some people like deputies or assistants. So he, along the other, we can say, ulama, were in charge of taking care of the affairs. And they say that these Ayatollah, Sayyid Muhammad Hujjatku Khamari, was really, we can say, interested in taking, we can say, the responsibility of taking care of the financial affairs of the students, of the houses, the payments, the monthly payments that are given, you know, out of the Hawza funds to the students of the Tullab on that time. Really great achievements by him.
Something we should take in serious consideration here is that he was really eager to help and mm-hmm. assist Islamic seminaries.
Yes.
Even during the life of Sheikh Abdul Karim Hawari, yes. And even after the demise of Sheikh Abdul Karim. But when Sheikh Abdul Karim Rahmatullah Alayhi appoints him beside the two different figures,
yes.
I mean Sayyid Sadruddin Sadr and Sayyid Muhammad Khansari.
Muhammad Taqi Khansari, yes.
Sayyid Muhammad Taqi Khansari, they, according to the courtesy that they had, they decided to announce another figure as the leader of Islamic seminary of Qom. Uh-huh. And this is very important because they were at, they were at the position of getting the highest level in the Islamic seminary, yes. And maybe many figures, maybe many people, they are eager to achieve such position, but they refrained this position and passed it toward late Ayatollah Sayyid Hossein Burujerdi. Mm. This is another important aspect of his life to escape fame, mm-hmm. although many of us maybe would be eager to follow this issue.
Okay. Thank you very much. Sheikh Mahat, have you any missing point about the life of Sayyid Muhammad?
Maybe for his last moments of his life, uh-huh. It is narrated that his daughter gave him actually some soil of Karbala to take
the Torba.
Yes,
the
Torba.
Blessed Torba of Karbala,
the blessed
Imam Hussein
of Karbala, to take it as a cure or healing.
For the remedy.
Before he takes that,
okay.
He is deciding to break his ring because he was not sure that he is going to stay in this this world anymore. And this is one of the custom of the mm-hmm. Maharaja.
Yes.
That they will break the ring, which will be used as the seal for all of their
letters
and everything.
Or documents.
So he wanted to break this ring, and he was given the turba of Imam Hussein, and he was not sure that this turba is going to cure him or not.
Okay.
So he take the khira from the Quran to see what Allah will say, and this verse will come, lahu da'watul haq. So he will actually make sure that this is the last moment of his life, and this turba is not supposed to cure him, but as a matter of respect, he is saying that wa akhiru zadi min ad-dunya at-turba, meaning that okay, I'm not going to stay anymore, and he breaks the ring,
the ring.
This actually story has been written on the tomb of his grave as well.
Okay, that's all right. So breaking the ring as a sign of showing that I'm not in authority anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
The letters and the wokala and all monies and khoms and everything that would be collected under his name will not be...
So I'm free. I'm absolutely free. I'm not in doubt to anybody or something like that, isn't it?
Yeah. This is a custom of the Maharaja. Sometimes after their death.
Death, that's right.
Yes, the followers of the sons, they will take it.
Okay. But finally, he took the torba.
Yeah. Okay. Akhir Zadi. He recites this actually part that Akhir Zadi min ad-dunya, Torbatul Hussein.
MashaAllah.
The last sustenance.
That's right. The last sustenance or the last thing to take is the Torba of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. That's all right. Really, many lessons we can take from the life of these outstanding men, you know, the religious men, including Sayyid Muhammad Hujjat Ku Kamari, the founder and the establisher of Hujjatiya School, which is the, we can say, a welcoming place for so many students, especially the foreign students who are interested in continuing their Islamic studies in Islamic Republic of Iran, the holy city of Qom. Jamadi al-Awwal 1372, according to the Hijri lunar calendar, is the day that he passed away in the holy city of Qom, and his body was taken into a chamber very close to the mosque of the Hujjatiya Madrasa, or the Islamic seminary, in the city of Qom, and he is buried over there, the visiting place and the tomb of so many scholars and students nowadays. That's all right. May Allah bless the soul of Sayyid Muhammad Hujjat Ku Kamari. Thank you, Sheikh Ziyania.
You're most welcome.
And Sheikh Mahtavi for your presence in the program, The Teacher. That's and thank you, much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information and to download for free our other episodes of the program, The Teacher, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/call-of-islam page. To another episode and introducing another Shiite dignitary, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. علم